What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, in the past, I put out two particular videos that got a lot of traction. The first one was, if she cheats with you, she will cheat on you. And the second one is going to be the topic of this particular HMT. It's not if, but when she decides to cheat. Now, this article was published on the 20th of November. Dallas man, 77, offlined his wife he suspected of cheating on him after 47 years of marriage. Let me reiterate. It's not if, but when she decides to cheat. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A 77-year-old Dallas man is charged with terminating his wife because he thought she was cheating on him, according to police documents. The Dallas police arrested Francisco Rodriguez Amaya on Tuesday night after being called to his home in the 1900 block of Riverway Drive, which is near Samuel High School. Francisco Rodriguez Amaya. That sounds like an old school Mexican man's name. And you know, old school Mexicans do not fuck around. Officers found the victim, 69-year-old Veronica Lopez, deleted at the scene. According to an arrest warrant affidavit, the husband was the one who called 911. He told police he and Lopez had been married for 47 years, but that lately she'd been acting strange. Put a pin right there. Quote, unquote. Suspect Rodriguez Amaya stated that he believed the complainant was cheating on him due to his belief that her behavior had changed, and after he found messages on her cell phone, the affidavit says, put another pin right there. That cell phone. Although Lopez denied cheating, her husband took her phone. He told police he got several new messages on her phone while he was at work on Tuesday. Amaya said he left work early to confront his wife, and she again denied the cheating. Gentlemen, even when you have 100% positive proof of a woman doing you dirty, she will still deny it. That's when police said he shot his wife in the chest. Suspect Amaya stated that he got his firearm and shot the complainant, but he believed that it did not work, so he threw her on the bed and began to strangle her, the affidavit said. Wow! Not only did he go problem-solving pistol, but he went full out hands on. police recovered the weapon in a dresser drawer. Amaya was booked into the Dallas County Jail and charged with termination. His bond has not yet been set. Well, well, well. Gentlemen, I'm going to say this one more again. It's not if, but when she decides to cheat. And for you women out there who think that we men do not catch on to things, he said it. He noticed changes in her behavior. You women think that we're so out of touch with you that we don't notice things. Oh, she decided to get a new haircut. Oh, she's starting to wear different outfits. But yet, y'all will try to gaslight us and say, oh, don't be so insecure, blah, 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 blah. Or the age old, you're just being controlling. Yeah, right, no. Mm-mm. Women love to talk about women's intuition, but what do we men have? We have gut feelings. And guess what? Francisco here, he trusted his gut. And when he took that cell phone away, yeah, new messages rolled in. Yeah, okay. At that point, he knew. All right, looks like my wife has decided that she's going to step out on me. Okay, till death do we part, bitch. Till death do we part. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in their home. Gonna give that a 10. Method of execution. At first, it would have been the problem-solving pistol, but like I said, he decided to go hands-on with the hands of hate. So I'm gonna bump that up to a 50. Psychological impact. Doesn't say they had any children in the house or anybody else could have been there. So I'm going to give that a 30. And for the brutality factor, shot then strangled. I'm going to give that a 40. So Francisco Armstrong Amaya gets a score of 130. Gentlemen, let's go ahead and circle back to the cell phone. As you all know, gentlemen, all of a woman's secrets are in that phone. Yeah. Gentlemen, if you're still doing relationships, the greatest test you can give a woman, will she be transparent with her phone? If that's not the case, then guess what? You know, at bare minimum, you got to keep one eye on her. But then again, my question would be, why even do that? If she wants to be secretive with her phone, then you might as well know, yep, you're being digitally cucked. Get rid of her. Yeah, gentlemen, it's time for men moving forward to stop falling for the gaslighting. Oh, you're controlling. Oh, my privacy. Okay, keep your privacy. But get your ass out. You're done. Yeah. Time to start weeding these women out for the same reasons that they weed us men out. Oh, I just want to see your phone. Why? Oh, you got something to hide? Blah, 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 blah. And most of us men, unfortunately, we give in to that bullshit. No, gentlemen. No, not anymore. Not moving forward. Nope. Your life needs to be a tight ship. And if she wants to enter, then guess what? The first thing is she's going to open all social media, open all of her phone. If she's not willing to do that, then guess what? Bye-bye. Bye-bye. I don't need you to bring any more drama into my life, because that's exactly what they're going to do by trying to keep things secret. Yeah, it's a damn shame, but guess what? This is the environment that has been created by today's woman. Trust? Yeah, that is something that is extraordinarily hard to come by in this day and age, especially with these modern women. Oh, no, 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 no. But notice, he called the police. He said, yep, I did it. I'm not trying to go on the run. Besides, like I said, gentlemen, there were going to be a lot of older men putting on the mask. Why? Imagine 47 years of marriage, the arguments that they had, what went on behind those closed marital doors. This dude figured it out. You know what? Fuck it. I get 3 hots in a cot for the rest of my life, and I ain't got to deal with that nagging, trifling ass wife. It is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you women out there who really honestly believe that you're really pulling the wool over the man in your life's eyes, you need to understand this. And you need to understand this crystally damn clear. The power you think your deception gives you will always go out. Feminism and the idea that we men are still cavemen who don't have advanced thinking and can't figure out your schemes and machinations, that thought process is going to go out right along with it. Because, ladies, honestly, we know way more than we lead on, but we're too busy actually trying to keep the world in one piece. So you think, oh, my husband or boyfriend doesn't know this. Tee-hee-hee-hee-hee. I'm still going to play in his face. Tee-hee-hee-hee-hee. Until we finally reach that point where we snap the fuck out. And when we do, guess what? It's going to be a grand event. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.